Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
So I thought Fred Cowgill was going to weep on Bob's show. Bob.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Maybe Biscuit's leaving. Maybe I start my own Louisville blog.
And James Strebel.
Well, man, he talked back to the MOP. He's a horse man. He knows horses.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I felt bad for Ennis because it wasn't a terrible question. I'm already going further than I want to, so cut his mic. I got to tell somebody about RGB Home Theaters.
Strebel's doing it with the shirt again, Mitch. The shirt's bothering him, I can tell. You're sucking in the gut,
I'm not sucking.
You're sucking in your gut.
I promise, that's all the way out.
That button right now is hanging on by a thread.
It's loose.
I'm telling you, I hate those shirts, man.
Yeah.
You have to look like Jeff Greer. All right, so let's back everything up. It's a bad way to start the 5 o'clock hour, presented by Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors. We'll tell you more and more about them, all the locations all over town, the great craft beer selection at Evergreen Liquors. Those two locations on Shelbyville Road, almost said Evergreen Place. You know what that's from. Isn't that The Simpsons?
And that's where the street they live on.
That's what I thought. And it became a heavy metal band. Anyway.
There you go.
437-9680. Mitch, I never took a picture. Strebel, I need to set this up for everybody because I feel for him. It was beach-themed day for his school. And he went with the button-down.
Yeah.
The button-down beach shirt. And there's no way a man can wear a shirt like that. When you sit down, pulls in all the wrong places.
Yeah, but I like it.
I don't even own a shirt like that.
You don't?
Never.
I think I have five.
You shouldn't. Not a good look. It's a bad look.
I got two when we honeymooned in Hawaii. Then I've gotten three just on my own.
It's a bad look. Like, if Cal wears one of those and he sits down, he can't.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying with the gut?
But when I'm out and about in this shirt, I'm standing up mostly. So you can't tell.
But not right now. For the last 3 hours.
Well, that's okay.
Well, not when you're a teacher either.
No, I'm up. I don't sit.
Doing what?
Teaching.
You hand the worksheet out.
No, I'm walking around the room.
You sit at your desk. You get on Instagram.
No.
You get on bigbluecountry.com.
No, I'm walking around the room. That's how I teach. Yeah, I'm mobile. I always get my steps in every day.
Boy, I didn't get any of my steps in today.
All
Mitch,
my
did you get
any
of your
full.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, they're all full.
You must have a low threshold. I mean, come on.
No.
I mean, already?
Yeah, I walk all day. I really do. I pace, I walk, I go back and forth.
You pace.
I'm moving.
You're moving.
I'm moving, yeah.
437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. Mitch, did you report to us that Jody put on the message board that Louisville's offered KD Johnson? Is that what you said?
That's what someone told me.
Okay, there we go.
Someone told me.
Good enough.
That.
Journalistically for us, that's good enough.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you guys. We've done with Ty Washington, who's going to announce tonight, Sahvir Wheeler. We've done all of that discussion.
Yes.
We can get back into that. Or we can play this Jay Privman sound.
I want to play the Jay Privman sound.
Mitch, what do you want to do? Do you want to do we've talked for 2 hours. We've given you sports talk radio.
Yeah.
And we got more sports talk radio. But I kind of want to hear this Jay Privman sound.
I can't wait.
Mitch, do you want to do that right here?
Yes.
Okay. So how do I need to set this up? Jay Privman of the Daily Racing Forum is prickly.
A little prickly.
Not a little prickly.
He's just prickly.
He's a lot prickly. And I think the only media guy that he liked was Jason Anderson. And I mean that.
And even him and Anderson had like a little thing.
A little thing. They had a little fling. And maybe we can open the Jay Privman folder here
some
point and play a couple different things.
I'd love to hear the lock sound.
So we have Jay Privman. We got your boy Jay Privman. And he was on, like, I got to be honest, yesterday we were thinking, hey, you want to get a horse racing guest for, you know, even 7 or 8 minutes.
Right.
Okay, and the couple people that we wanted to get on, we couldn't get on. And we got Frank Angst, who I'd never met, who was fine, who kind of looks like your uncle.
Yeah.
Okay.
From Bloodhorse.
And so Ennis yesterday had Privman. And I thought about reaching out to Privman, but I'm like, I'm going to battle Privman because he's going to back Baffert And I'm for some reason, I'm just going to call Baffert a fraud,
yeah.
And it's going to be a whole thing.
It's just your sensibility to, like, push back on stuff like that.
And so I'm
yeah.
like, I don't even reach out.
Right.
So apparently, Ennis and Hancock had Jay Privman on, and I'm not sure what they asked, but here's what I was told. Oh. Number one, Patty Ice was furious, and he said, bro, he talked back to the MOP. Which is Luke Hancock. Which is disgusting of Pat to say.
Yes.
Okay, it's disgusting.
Privman doesn't know who he is.
And then Ennis was... Mitch, Ennis is still fired up about this.
Is he really?
His quote was, I want to wage war against Jay Privman of the Daily Racing Form.
Wow.
And I heard that Luke Hancock became so exasperated, he, quote, threw his headphones down.
Whoa, Privman's he's putting the drive on notice. He's
How
got the
that?
Drive
which,
all riled up.
Which
We're
I
pro
love.
Privman here, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am. I'm sorry.
Of course we are.
Okay,
it makes
good.
Me
all
want
right.
to have Jay Privman on.
And then we'll treat him like a king.
Yes, we will.
We'll treat him like a king.
A horse racing king.
Yes.
Okay. Now I don't know Privman's thoughts on any of this. I don't. I'm saying I don't know if he's pro Baffert, if he's bash Baffert, if he simply reported the news like Lachlan McClain. I don't know. I don't know anything of what Jay Privman has added to the commentary on Bob Baffert.
Okay.
I'm out of the loop on that one. Plus, DRF has like 9 million different people that work for him. Mitch, it's unbelievable. As a radio producer, you can go down this rabbit hole of the Daily Racing Form, the amount of people they have all over the country. It is staggering, amount of people.
For a sport that's in trouble. And
there's
a lot of writers about it. That's
there's
all I'm
a million
saying.
Of
there's
them.
A lot of writers for a sport
so,
that's in
so
trouble.
So, Mitch, how you set this up. I gave a little bit of a backstory there. I don't know what's cut. Do we need context to some of this? What do we have with Jay Privman?
I mean,
apparently feuding with the drive on 93.9 The Ville.
I don't think you need any context. I cut the questions that they asked Privman, and Privman was being Privman.
Okay, but was there anything that led to this, or was this,
no,
hey, how
I don't
you doing?
Think so.
They ask a question, and he's prickly immediately.
I think it's the latter there.
Okay, well,
all right,
let's go.
Let's
hear something.
Yeah, the last 48 hours have been pretty crazy with all the post-derby developments regarding Medina Spirit.
How many times have you refreshed? How many times has the narrative changed with Medina Spirit? Like getting into the previous.
Well, we don't refresh.
Out?
At the Racing Form, we actually do original reporting. We're not bloggers, Matt Hegarty has been doing reporting for us. I've been assisting him behind the scenes. So we're not like, you know, hitting refresh. We're actually, you know, the ones who people are refreshing to see what we do.
We're totally pro Privman. And he's bagging on a sea of blue, Mitch.
Yeah,
all
he is.
All I could think of was a sea of blue.
Yeah.
It's all I could think of, and I'm sorry to Jason Markham.
That's okay.
I think the Ennis one is better. Hold on.
All right, let's go.
It's shorter but better. You
can
save
fine.
All that
That's
for the mixtape. I don't
it's
care.
Fine. We all need that. Listen, that sentence is a great sentence for guys like us. Go ahead.
Well, Jay, we appreciate it, but believe me, because I think it's hard for people maybe on the outside to have context here. The compound that Medina Spirit tests positive for, like, how common is this, like, really at all? Like, how outraged should anybody be? Like, how rare is this? Like, I think it's difficult for people who aren't involved in horse racing, like you are all the time, to know, like, how common this might be or sort of how out of the ordinary this might be. Can you help us with some of that?
Sure. I'll try and answer the four questions I think you just asked there.
Lord, take me to heaven. My time on earth is done.
Texas says Anderson let Privman play with his mitt. Let's go ahead. You got to play the Diener now. You got to play Diener. Who brought this up? Was it Blankenbaker who brought this up? Hey, we should play the Jay Privman sound. And Diener wanted no part of it. And I knew that's. And when Blank said it, and I didn't shadow produce Diener. When Blank said it, I thought that's good job by Blank.
It is. Yeah, it is.
And I knew Diener wasn't going to play it. Go ahead.
You know, they had Jay Privman on yesterday, too. You want to play that sound?
I don't want to play that because I know everybody else will, because I have a good relationship with Daily Racing Form writers.
Yeah.
and I don't want to be tied into mocking them, but I should have warned Ennis that Privman can be abrasive at times, and
Marty
it's very
awesome over there.
I know, I know.
They have good, like, great photographer.
Matt Hegarty was
Hegarty was great over there.
Awesome. I've always said so. I don't want to get around that I'm one making fun of, or so other shows can do that. That is their want and their right to do that.
And Jay put it on the radio.
I should have known. I should have warned Ennis how abrasive. But even if I'd warned him, I don't think it would have. Change that.
We talk about
so the answer question mark's no.
Well, the horse racing, like I said, has an approachability problem. Baffert helped it out a lot. You know,
when there's a lot of guys that are approachable in horse racing, and then there are guys who aren't. And so that's where it's where we are. In that what? I felt bad for Ennis because it wasn't a terrible question. I'm already going further than I want to. So cut his mic. I got to tell somebody about RGB Home Theaters.
Shut Mike down! He cut him off!
Cut the mic is an old school reference.
I love
it. It's a great reference. Cut his mic. We need to make that part of our show.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, horse racing has an approachability problem.
The funniest part of that is Peter's talking about our show is going to replay it.
Yeah.
And not only did we played it at 5:05.
Like
we played it at 5:05. So apparently
good.
On that, Hancock threw his headset down. Oh, I wish I could have seen that.
Man.
Ennis was fuming like hours later. He was a bleep. We got to play Privman and Locke. We got
to
play Mitch at some point.
Yeah,
right now, that would be the
first
shot
I
to
have
everybody.
It.
Go ahead. Please. Without further ado,
clearly didn't want to run Country House in the Preakness. He's been very transparent on that regard. Like, he was almost happy he finished second because he wouldn't have to worry about the obligation to go to the Preakness. And now it just seems so preemptive. Like, he's not sick yet, but he's acting like he might get sick. But obviously, he knows the horse the best. But can you understand?
Well, he's already coughing.
Okay.
The horse is already. Let me ask you something. How often are you around the barn?
Very infrequently.
Thanks.
Okay, yeah, no, I get it. But I guess that would then take it to the next question, Jay. Is the sport just going to be a niche sport no matter what, so you don't kind of worry
drowning.
About those outside assumptions, even if they're based on inaccurate information?
Are you talking about the assumption of yours that he's not quite as sick as he is? Are you talking about the assumption that they're of how the disqualification went down in the Derby? Just you need to be a little more specific.
Sure, absolutely. Well, okay, let's go big picture, because, yeah, my assumption you obviously take an issue with, which is fine. Does that matter? Maybe let me ask you a different question, Jay, because I'm stumbling around it. You would agree this is negative publicity for horse racing, yes or no?
That what is?
The disqualification.
Okay.
The disqualification of Maximum Security is negative publicity for horse racing.
You know what I just realized?
It's magical.
It is.
Absolutely magical.
That was before Locke was involved with the saddlebred industry, right?
No, that was part of the conversation, Mitch.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you were full time or not.
No,
but
I must
Locke,
have forgotten then.
They had owned they owned a horse. It was their first
Billy.
Horse. Yeah, Billy that they owned. So I mean, like, literally Locke was a horse owner.
He'd been around
like
a barn.
He could have clapped back with, yes, we own horses.
Yeah, he could have, and he didn't. He turtled up like he could. And you battled him on the show. You're like, Locke, you should have told him that.
He was filling in for Anderson.
Yeah, and he was, I guess he was just stunned that Privman was so abrasive towards him and just dismissive that he didn't bring that up. But no, it was a conversation like, Locke, you own a horse.
Well, texters are saying, why doesn't someone call him out on the air? Well, I would say when you're in that situation, you don't want to battle.
Right.
Like, and you're almost stunned that someone would be a douche.
Yeah.
Honestly. I mean, really. I mean, you know, if we brought somebody on, we would be stunned. And he's got really good information. If someone were prickly, I can't even think, Mitch, if since you've been producing, we've had anybody on that we would consider. We've had bad interviews.
Well, yeah, people like we've had talk.
Yeah, we've had interviews that have stunk, but I don't think we've had interviews like that.
And you battled
right?
DeCourcy because battling DeCourcy is just fun.
Well, see,
but that's understood.
I mean,
Texas says Privman's a god. Bleep Ennis.
Can we play the Ennis one again?
Please.
It's my favorite.
It is great.
In that I felt bad for.
Oh, hold on. Sorry.
Well, Jay, we appreciate it, but believe me, because I think it's hard for people maybe on the outside to have context here. The compound that Medina Spirit tests positive for, like, how common is this, like, really at all? Like, how outraged should anybody be? Like, how rare is this? Like, I think it's difficult for people who aren't involved in horse racing, like you are all the time, to know, like, how common this might be, or sort of how out of the ordinary this might be. Can you help us with some of that?
Sure. I'll try and answer the four questions I think you just asked there.
That's peak douche.
I mean, it is Bethamedazone or whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like I am putting that Medina Spirit cream all over my body.
Yes, and just letting it take.
I feel like Manny Ramirez, A-Rod, Brady Anderson, Mark McGuire. Like, that's how I feel.
Manny Ramirez. I forgot about him.
Texas says it was Sir William of Cambridge. Yeah,
we called
that
him
was
Billy.
Billy.
Yeah, Billy the horse, his son that he never had.
Texter Locke's such a pro, he just rolls with the punches. Radio 101.
See, I want Locke to hear those sounds because he's Mr. Radio 101. He could give innocent pointers on how to ask questions.
Texas says Privman outlocked Locke.
He did.
That's one of the only times I saw Locke off his base.
Like dance.
Yeah. I mean, there's only a few times. Maybe like once with the Corsi, that with Privman. I mean, like
really. Evan Daniels got him.
Yeah, Evan Daniels a little bit.
Yeah.
When we pulled the receipts, they lied about the gas bag gambling league.
Yes.
That was at Sternberg.
They had him flustered.
It was at Sternberg. It was the most uncomfortable, most uncomfortable thing possible.
Mad and angry.
It was just
at Sternberg.
Us two, and then there was a receptionist in there, and she had no
horrified.
Idea. She was horrified. What was going
this
on?
This thin, lean man, so angry.
I would have told Privman to crap in his hand and high-five his own face. He's a douche and he works for a dying industry.
Yeah. Why are you all so mad at Jay Privman?
Yes.
What'd he do?
Man.
That's what I mean.
Everyone's mad at Privman and they're not mad at Ennis.
Well, he did ask like four questions, to be fair. I mean, he really did. I love Ennis.
Texas says Ennis was stumbling and stammering like when Strebel gets called by Emily.
Yeah. He asked, like, how rare is this?
That guy's a trumper. That's why Ennis doesn't like him.
I wish I could have seen his face.
Oh, I know he was heated. I know he was mad. I wish we were in the studio yesterday, not tomorrow. That's so great.
Texas says Privman caused Locke to pursue weather on the ones. My man was shook.
He was shook. He didn't know what to do.
Texas says Ennis insulted Privman's intelligence over explaining a question for 2 minutes.
He does.
Twitter poll: Privman or Ennis?
Could you imagine that crawling across Ennis's screen?
Oh,
he gets
man.
So mad. Well, that's great. I mean,
Privman has like a hit list, and he just scratched Luke Hancock's name off of it.
Yeah, he did. He does come off condescending. I mean, he does. He's very condescending in this tone of voice, the way he talks to people. There's no doubt about it. Oh man,
you know what we should have done, Mitch, but Streamer, you would have had to been okay with it. We should have had you just. Interview Privman.
I would have done it.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
yeah.
I would have done it. Yeah, I don't care.
He would have absolutely eviscerated
he
you.
Would've.
But that would have been the joke.
Yeah.
The joke always would have been on him.
Right.
No one else is like that. See, Diener's in a bad spot. He gets the other DRF guys on, and they're great.
Yeah, those are his people.
Yeah.
They give him information, and he's good with them. He's friends with them. That is a tough spot for him. That'd be like, you know, me in a sea of blue having somebody on and crushing them, and well, I don't really care. So that's a bad comparison.
Texas says, "How does Jay Privman hate long questions? Yet his only friend was Jason Anderson. It's a great question.
That is a good question because I guarantee Anderson asked him. Much
no, you know
longer,
he did.
Convoluted.
You be you, Jay.
It's unbelievable. He did like Jay.
He did.
Jay,
you be you.
By
Jay.
The way, did you see Mitch? Was it week 8? Giants at Chiefs Monday Night Football.
I saw
your boy. Oh, your boy. Your boy's going to be glistening, Mitch.
I know. Watching him get slaughtered. It'll be fun times.
Slaughtered.
But still, you'll be drinking, having a good time.
700 drinks.
So will that. So the following day, will we be doing, like, I'll be doing the show solo, or will you be back?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't care one way or the other.
I just
want you to have a good time.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Stay a couple days.
Thank
you.
Is that what you say to your wife? I just want you to have a good time.
I've said that before, yeah. Absolutely.
Mother's Day?
No.
When's the last time you told your wife, I just want you to have a good time?
Let's see. It was one of our neighbors had a little wine night.
A little wine.
About a month ago.
The lady's drinking some wine?
The lady's drinking some wine, some margaritas.
Nice.
Things, like that.
Things get a little crazy. So talking about old boyfriends?
I don't know.
Probably.
I didn't go over there. It was just the lady. So I said, you just go have fun, honey. Enjoy yourself.
But you put like a tracking device on her, like you normally do. Okay.
Nothing like that. I didn't hide like a walkie-talkie.
Like Will Smith in Enemy of the State.
Oh, yeah.
It's a musty reference, Mitch.
Nothing like that. Has he seen that movie?
Mitch, have you seen Enemy of the State? I think it had Gene Hackman and Will Smith.
It did have Gene Hackman, yeah.
No, I have not.
You have not.
All right. That's back when Will Smith was it. Is that right after Independence Day?
Texas says, Privman's a stone-cold sniper. Don't mess with him. That's how I take it.
That he's a guy that you, like, if you want to have him on, you got to know what you're getting. You have to understand. You better be on your best game that day.
You better be able to talk horse lingo.
Exactly. Because if you're not, he's going to call
you
out.
Because he could tell Ennis and Luke weren't the horse lingo.
When he told Luke Hancock, no, we don't refresh. People refresh us.
Oh, man.
Man.
Man, oh, man.
He went after the blogger boys on that one. We don't refresh.
He did.
They refresh me.
I just felt like he was talking to a sea of blue.
He was.
Texas says, the boogeyman checks his closet for Jay Privman.
That's me linking a story from 247. That's what that is.
She's with the doctor, not using sunscreen. There's a lot of that going on. Oh, by the way, I meant to tell you, I got a couple photos for you, Mitch. You ready?
Oh, you do.
We haven't done the IG model thing in several days.
Yeah, it's been a while.
All right, hang on.
They're getting a little, I don't know what they're doing, but they're not doing much.
I would agree with that.
Yeah,
it's more of the OnlyFans now.
Yeah, they're concentrating
on
that.
One, two, three.
Wow. Wow, goodness gracious, good thing she has those hearts. That would be not safe for Instagram. Wow. Pink. There's pink everywhere. what's her name?
Here's your girl Kiki. You ready for this?
Oh, Kiki's actually, she's out from under a rock. Oh, she's getting ready to go to a barn. Oh, wow.
She's getting ready to go to a barn.
I can't even describe that. That's one of the top ones I've seen in a while. I don't really like that. That tennis dork. Man. He must be a super swell guy.
He must be. A super swell guy.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he is.
He is a swell guy.
She must be going to the barn.
She's in the cowboy hat.
I did send this to Process.
Oh,
Jared Stillman and his girlfriend, Mitch.
Oh, her says, my man.
She says, at Jared Stillman, my man.
My man.
I sent that to Process, and he goes, he's hiding his double chin, and he's bald.
Hey, still got a girl. Sorry.
Texas says, do we have an update on Crean's date?
Anything new? Today?
Not today, because Nick produced Issel and Pratt today.
Oh, where's Chet?
I think they just did a little switcheroo because Nick had to take Bob to the doctors.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, and I think is Crean running? He's running LSL, so he's probably milling about there,
right?
I would imagine.
Is he around?
Is he around?
I bet he's got a little extra pep in his step, doesn't he? He has had his ceremony at IU. He's got Dan Issel, the Hall of Famer, getting restaurant gift certificates and dates for him. He's got LSL tonight. He's got softball tonight. I bet Crean's in a good mood.
Texas says, listen to the podcast yesterday. Got to go back and hear Strebel faintly say, whoa, when Kinley Myers makes her selection in OVW. The man loves IG models. He does.
It's a weakness I have. It's one of my things. I don't have many vices, but that's one of them. I don't.
There you go, Mitch. There's a rejoin.
Yeah.
Is that a rejoin for you? Texas says, what's Jay say? We don't refresh. Texas says, quote, she's out from under her rock, quote, getting ready to go to a barn.
She is. He doesn't post for
what a
much.
Confusing thing if you have no idea what we're doing there.
No, no.
I have no idea. Do we have a single sports take that we haven't got to today that you want to get to? You want to get to this Severe Wheeler take. Don't you have one?
I do have a Severe Wheeler
you
have a, take.
Do you want to do that now or do you want to do that after the break? Let's do a quick break. Is that okay?
Break. That's fine.
All right, quick break.
Break.
On the other end, Strebel has a Severe Wheeler from Georgia take.
Yep.
Plus, Mitch is doing more research on has Louisville offered Katie Johnson, and Ty Washington is going to pick his team coming up at 9 o'clock. So we'll do that. We'll wrap up the show coming up next.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Did you listen to your boy Chin today?
I did not.
On KSR? You
I
didn't?
Did not. No, I didn't listen. I don't listen to KSR.
Dan Issel and Mike Pratt have to wait 2 weeks to get those two guys
right.
on.
And James Strebel.
What do you think about that?
I don't like it.
You don't like it at all?
I don't
all.
Like it. That's...
Mitch, do you like it? It's a slap in the face to Dan Issel.
He's a Hall of Famer. So's Mike Pratt.
You damn right he is.
I mean, is Ryan Lemon in the Hall of Fame at Kentucky? No.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Reminder, miss any of your favorite ESPN Louisville shows, no problem. Check out the podcast center at ESPNLouisville.com, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Rate, subscribe, and review. Also, a reminder, Preakness 146, you can catch it right here. Horse Racing Radio Network's coverage beginning at 5 o'clock right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Well, the Equine Forum in the morning, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Saturday, and the Horse Racing Happy Hour. Who's on the Horse Racing Happy Hour, Strebel? Let's go.
Louis Rabeau, Mike Gandolfo, Megan Devine.
There you go.
I bet two of the three.
And I think Megan and Louie will be there at Pimlico. So we'll have that 11-1 on Saturday right here on ESPN 680 105.7. It's all presented by Hightower Men's Clinic, Kim Crawford Wines, and Kroger. Fresh for everyone. Speaking of Kroger, I need to make a Kroger run in just the absolute worst way.
Oh, dude, yeah, it's getting to that
just
point.
Just the absolute worst.
Yeah, I hate that. You look in the cupboard, there's like no bread.
The cupboards.
There's no milk.
There's no milk or bread in the cupboards,
no cereal
Mitch.
For the kids. It's like, I got to go.
Jack Harlow, within the last 30 minutes, has issued an apology.
In a statement?
Apology and statement regarding the actions of Derby Week. So if you want to go on the internet, you can do that. We will not read that here.
No.
But I'm just letting you know that that does exist. So
yes.
There you go. I have passed that along, and we can scratch that off the old list. Okay, so we need to get to this then. And I don't know if you want to do this or not.
Yeah.
And I don't have the exact quote, and I haven't heard it. That's how ready we are.
Yeah.
But your boy, Vince Merrill, said today with Matty Bangs and company.
Yeah.
He said that right now Kentucky is a better program than Michigan.
That's
now, the argument would be they get dominated by their rival, does Michigan.
True.
That Harbaugh should be, if he's not on the hot seat, they're way overpaying for him.
Right.
Okay. They have to go get a Kentucky assistant.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They and not even like the top recruiting assistant. They have to. They're not getting. I mean, Vince Merrill is seeing that.
He
they're
turned
not
them
getting
down.
Him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He turned them down already.
So your boy Klink goes there, and that's going to be spun that it's okay and it already has and everything
sure.
else. Now, I had a buddy send me, and I should have added this up. Over the last 5 years, Michigan only has a couple more wins. Than
Kentucky, yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So that is where we are right now.
Yes. And I'm sorry to say it, but that is like a – this is going to come off big blue honkishness, but it is what it is. It's like a Louisville basketball fan saying, right now we're a better program than Kentucky because they had more wins last season.
And they beat them last season.
Yeah, that's equivocally untrue. It's not true. It's false. Michigan is still Michigan. It's still the big house. It's still 100,000 people show up to watch a football game. Still mega donor mega bucks. Still the prestige, the national championships, all that's in there. I'm sorry, Vince.
Yeah, but
I love you.
The argument would be right now, in the past. It's in the past.
It doesn't matter. It's still Michigan.
Why do you stand up for Kentucky football?
Because I don't believe it. They're not a better program than Michigan. They're not. They're not. Consistently, they are not.
You're going to be crushed by BBN.
I don't care. It's not true.
You're going to get an email.
This makes me sad for you.
That's fine.
You know what? Here's the moment for Strebel. Respond on a sea of blue.
Yeah, because I want that headache. I want that. I want that headache. But no, I don't believe it. I understand why Vince said it, but it's not true. It's not true that Kentucky's a better program than Michigan football. It's not. I'm sorry. Now, if Michigan football is in Nebraska in the next 10 years, and Kentucky is kind of same, you know, around the same or even a little better than they are right now, then you can make that claim. But it's not like they can. If Harbaugh gets fired, then Michigan can't just go out and get somebody. They go out, they get somebody. They'll get somebody good. They'll get somebody high profile, and they can flip and turn that around the way Kentucky
can
flipped.
And,
yes, I think so. Yes, it's Michigan. It's like Kentucky when Billy Clyde took that program in the toilet. It just took John Calipari to get in there. Boom. Kentucky basketball's back to being Kentucky basketball.
Let's move Kentucky aside in this discussion. I believe Michigan should be worried about becoming Tennessee and Nebraska.
Yeah, there is a worry there. I agree with that.
They aren't there. I want to be clear they're not there, but they should be a little bit worried.
I agree with that. But right now, I know Vince is mad because they took Klink, and he's got to stand up for Kentucky football, and God bless him for doing it. But they're not Tennessee yet. They're not Nebraska yet. They're not even Miami yet. I would put Miami a rung below Michigan, honestly. I really, really would. I think Michigan, in the long run, is going to be fine. And for Vince Merrill to go on there and say that is a little goofy. It's a little silly, and that's what he does. But he's wrong. He's 100% wrong. I know TJ Walker, the sports talker, and other people are like, yeah, he's right. Go get him. And then you got Locke flying into your tweets and your DMs and calling you a dummy and all these other things. That's what happens. So I'm not buying it.
Jim Harbaugh.
They were 4-6 last year, too. Michigan stunk last year. Kentucky stunk last year. It's not like Kentucky.
Michigan was 2-4, I think, and then had a bunch of just canceled games.
They canceled, yeah.
And the year before, they were 9-4, 6-3 in the Big Ten, and they just got absolutely walloped their last two games.
Yes, they did.
Against Ohio State and Alabama.
I mean, they can't beat Ohio State. They can't beat Ohio State. They can't beat Alabama. You can still
be a good football team
and still get killed by those two
Harbaugh
teams.
Reminds me of Butch Jones. He's at a legendary place, and you can take some of his numbers, and you can say, well, he won 9 games.
Yeah,
I mean, he won 9 games, and you can throw the 9 games, and he won 10 games the year before, and the only Big Ten loss that he had was Ohio State. And you can look at now, he did lose Ohio State that year. He got beat down by Florida in the Peach Bowl, and he lost to Notre Dame. So literally anybody he played worth a damn, he did not beat.
Right.
No, I mean, Penn State was down that year. Michigan State's been a dumpster fire for a couple years. Had a fire. I mean, that's the end of the D'Antonio, whatever the hell his name was. So that's
but
when you compare them, Big Dog's going after everybody.
He is going after everybody.
And here's the problem that you have specifically. I know that you don't back it, but you're going to be doing those UK post-game shows.
Oh, I know.
And you're going to be guilty by association.
I know.
Vince Merrill's comments are going to affect you because that's what you're going to hear from.
Yeah.
And you should from Louisville fans if Kentucky is whatever in football.
I don't care what they think. They have Scott Satterfield as their head coach. I don't give a damn what Louisville football fans think about anything. They don't really back him because of something. Like, I don't like him. Like, if Scott Satterfield's your coach, you're out of the discussion. Go sit in the corner. That's where you belong. You belong in the corner if Scott Satterfield's your head. This is big boy talk. Then go sit in the corner with your cookies and milk and Scott Satterfield. Get out of here. I don't care about this day.
Texas says Harbaugh has more wins in his 6 years than Stoops does in 10+.
That's the point. And also, taking some steps back for Michigan football is still, like you said, winning 9 games pretty much consistently, going to big-time bowl games pretty much consistently. He's been disappointing because they thought Harbaugh was going to go in there and take over the Big Ten for Michigan again. He hasn't done it because Ohio State's still damn Ohio State. But you can't compare Kentucky football to what Michigan's doing because, look, you mentioned that they lose to Alabama, they lose Ohio State, but they beat who they're supposed to beat normally. Kentucky stumbles every once in a while against teams like Missouri,
oh, sure they do.
And Tennessee and South Carolina and Mississippi State.
I don't have Kentucky much ahead of Missouri. Those teams are very even.
But
they have played even games at times.
But Kentucky, they beat them like 5 straight before this year, though.
Yeah.
Kentucky fans thought,
well, the one game a couple years ago, the push-off was fake.
They still won.
It's a fake win.
It's a 9-win season.
Texas says, credit to Strebel, the only school around here better than Michigan is Indiana. How about that, Mitch?
I don't believe that either.
If Michigan and UK played right now, I'd bet on Kentucky.
I wouldn't. I honestly
Well, you
wouldn't
bet anyway.
I would bet anyway, but I would not pick Kentucky to win that game. I just wouldn't.
Texas says that article would get more clicks than anything James has ever posted. He won't do it, though, because the Sea of Blue is sacred.
No, it's not
it's a
sacred.
Cathedral. It's a blogging cathedral.
It's not a blogging
for
cathedral.
Then,
I just
then battle back.
I don't. No,
come on.
I don't want to get in the comments and battle people. I got better things to do.
You don't have to. Leave the article out there and walk away.
But I'm not a person that can just walk away. I have to go back.
You do
and
that
see.
Here.
What? No, I
you
don't.
You walk away. Yeah, you walk away.
No, I listen to the text line.
At 6 o'clock, you walk away.
I know, but all the reaction that I get from this show happens in real time. I get the reaction in real time. So when I say something and people want to battle me, I hear the texts and I hear people say it. But with Sea of Blue, I put the blog out there. An hour later, I go back and
put the blog
idiot,
out there.
You moron. You're not a real Kentucky fan. You're a hype man. All you do is parrot Andy Sweeney. Those are the things that I got to deal with. And I don't want to deal with it. I don't like negativity. And a lot of those people, I have,
don't
no
like negativity.
I have no respect for them at all. And I don't want to stoop to their level. I have no respect.
Texas says, y'all really convincing yourself that Kentucky didn't just have a 5-win season. I mean, that's literally the opposite of what Strebel's
saying.
Saying.
That's it's not what I'm saying at all.
It's literally the opposite of what Strebel's saying. That is a great text of someone just not listening
not
at
paying
all.
Attention, just assuming that I'm just going to agree with anything Kentucky, which is not true. Obviously, I'm going to favor
Texas
Kentucky.
Are mad at us. Guys, I'm not saying they are. Strebel is on the side of Kentucky is not Michigan. I don't know if people are hearing you wrong here.
No, they're mad because I made fun of Satterfield.
Oh,
they made
that's
fun of their
hard.
Bum coach. They're mad. That's all it is. They're not. They all they hear is I called Satterfield a bum. That's all they heard.
Satterfield has learned the media now.
How?
He went on with Ennis.
He did go on with Ennis, and he gave answers.
By the way, can we get the end, Mitch, of the Carlee Jones question? Carlee was on yesterday with Ennis. The end, well, I don't know, what question was it? Hang on, I pulled it up. This is going to be bad radio. If you pull it up, Mitch, go ahead and pull it up, okay? Pull it on up.
Pull it up.
Pull it up, Mitch.
Pull it up.
Once you have it pulled up all the way, if you can. You got it pulled up?
The pulled up?
The Carlee folder, is that what you're talking about?
Yes, okay. Carlee 1, what he needs to improve on. And then if you fast forward the sound to the last bit, which is at the 46-second mark.
Okay.
Okay. This is his answer about what NBA teams have told him he needs to work on.
You know, I've never been told that, you know, from the people that exactly what I need to improve on. But like I said, I know within myself what I need to improve on. And it's really just shooting and like I said, staying consistent.
Not gonna lie, I caught that as well.
Well, is he not talking to any NBA
teams?
Are they not talking to him?
Is he not getting any feedback?
Okay, the answer is like 2 minutes long, and he says that at the beginning, and then he talks for a while, and then he says the exact same thing at the end, and I'm sitting here going, wait a minute. Him and his agents not talking to anyone at the next level, like, at all?
I'm not saying this. He's not playing in the NBA, so they're not. Of course, they're not talking to him. He's not playing in the NBA. It's not. And Davion Mintz, if he opts to stay in the draft as well, he ain't playing in the NBA either. They've been in college long enough. If they would have been in the NBA, they would have been it years ago. and they're not tall enough. They're not big enough. They're not consistent shooters enough.
Here we
it's
go.
Not going to happen.
We go.
He's not playing the NBA. He's going to have a nice career somewhere else.
Thank you. Thank you. Texas says, who the hell wants to be Michigan right now? I mean, Louisville.
Louisville, yeah.
Kentucky. Indiana.
Yeah, all that money.
Western Kentucky. Anyone in the state of Indiana or Kentucky. Texas says, why won't Strebel battle T.J. Walker? I don't know. You have to ask him.
It's just these area football fans, I can't figure them out. I cannot figure them out. Especially Kentucky.
Oh, I think you can.
Like, no. Here's the conundrum. Here's why I get confused. Kentucky fans are just so mean to John Calipari all the time. But the Merrill goes on and says, "Yeah, we're better than Michigan. Yeah, we are."
That's because Kentucky fans, many of them, don't have real expectations.
They need to be set.
It's fake. They get it both ways. They can have expectations, and if they hit, you guys can be all excited. And if they don't, you can say, well, I'm just happy we're playing a football season and yada yada.
Kentucky fans are wishy-washy. Louisville fans think they're Bama. Those are the fan bases.
Yeah.
Kentucky fans are wishy-washy. Louisville fans think they're freaking Alabama and that Nick Saban coaches their team and not the dude from App State. That's what, and who has no assistance worth a damn except for one.
Texas says, what feedback would he get? Anti-aging pills.
What?
Who's the one?
Oh, the recruiter that I like from Oregon. I was talking about the other day. Oh, yeah, Court Denison. Court Denison.
You don't like Court Denison.
I do like Court Denison.
Oh, my God.
He did work at Oregon, then he got stuck in this pit. And his hands are tied because no one wants to play for SAT. He's sitting here looking like, man, this is a – I got to recruit in these waters? Man, when I was out in Eugene, I was like, 5 stars. I'm surprised he hasn't left. I'm dead serious. He's got to be looking around thinking,
Mitch,
what
do you make of that? What do you make of what he just said?
Because it's just way too early for this conversation.
That's where we are. Blame Vince Merrill and Matt Jones.
Yeah.
I agree with Strebel on that. I hate that. He's giving you a slap in the face.
I'm sorry,
he did pull 5 stars in
Oregon,
Eugene.
Dude.
Just one, but I mean, one notable one.
Okay,
Mitch. I feel like there needs to be research done here because I don't believe that to be true, Mitch.
And if it's just one, it's one more than he's pulled at Louisville.
I know.
How many 5 stars
you
got here?
None.
Mitch
I know.
Wants the back.
Maybe if you add up
go.
Some, you get a 5 star. You put two of their 2 stars together and a 3 star. There you go.
That'd be you 7 stars.
That'd be
yeah,
seven
exactly.
Stars.
It's even better. It's even better. You can get a 7 star of 3 players at Louisville. It's great. Good job, Court. I'm surprised Court wasn't like, hey, Dwayne, they need me in Atlanta. Can I come too? Sorry, Mitch, your football
Texas team. Texas says, Strebel, you're a loudmouth who doesn't know bleep about bleep.
What do I not know about? You tell me. You tell me. Either a Kentucky fan or a Louisville fan, what did I say was wrong? Go ahead. I'm interested. Tell me what I said. You think your programs, I'm serious. Louisville fans think that people talk about their team, and they don't. And Kentucky fans are like, well, we're going to win 9 games this season and battle for the SEC, and then you win 3. They're like, well, next year, we're going to get some recruits. It's going to be great. That's how those are the fan bases.
It's going to be a long – we're not even to the summer yet. Well, we're not even to June.
We're not to June. But, look, we're going to have basketball to talk about tomorrow.
Are we?
Our guy Ty-Ty – well, my guy Ty-Ty. He's going to commit. Severe Willer commit here in the next –
we've talked about
so.
Ty-Ty for 4 weeks.
It doesn't matter. Tomorrow's
going to
be real, Mitch. What are you going to – Mitch, what are you talking about? What do you want to talk about tomorrow?
Mitch is going to be working so hard.
Yeah.
When, by the time he looks down at his clock, it's going to be 1 o'clock. Nobody believes that, by the way. No one believes that at
I was
all.
Look, Mitch. Maybe.
Mitch, what? It's a great question. What do you want to talk about? Because I mean, tomorrow, what are we going to say about Ty-Ty Washington? Nothing.
Yeah,
we're not going to
have
anything to say.
What
new things are you going to say?
I don't know yet. We'll see how the announcement goes. We'll see how the announcement goes.
What do you mean? You know how the announcement's going to go.
Some of these are kind of fun.
He's going to be on a delay on Zoom in a high school
that's
going to have his family and friends and AAU coach and high school coach, and that's it.
If it's on SportsCenter, I think they'll do the thing like De'Aaron Fox did and Nerlens Noel, where it's like just them. Like when they committed, they weren't in a gym or whatever.
They weren't in
a gym. It was just like them on TV, and they're like, hey, I'm going to UK or wherever.
Texas says the L. Ellis is just as good as Ty Ty. Takes will be nauseating the next 6 months. I have it being the battle between Sevier Wheeler and Jared West.
But I agree
with that guy that the Ty Ty Washington L. Ellis is going to absolutely happen.
It'll happen, but I think the Sevier Wheeler, and that already started. That started yesterday.
Texas says Court Dennison loves it at Louisville.
Does he? Do you know that? Do you talk to him? Did he text you? I love it here. I love getting 3 stars. I love it. I love having quarterback after quarterback after quarterback tell me no. That's what I like. I like having to go pillage Georgia State. That's what I like. I love it, too.
He's on one right now, Mitch. He is on one right
now.
Mitch is just dreaming of softball right now.
He is.
He's dreaming. Oh! He's checked out. I got Strebel in a tight Hawaiian shirt,
yeah,
just giving recycled takes in the 5 o'clock hour on Louisville football.
What do you want me to do? I've heard this same Strebel take 30 times.
It's like watching The Office is on every night, and you could sit there and watch The Office all night on Comedy Central. That's how this is.
Yeah.
That's how this is to us.
I threw a couple new things in there.
Boy, I'm not going to read.
I just hear Mitch clicking.
I'm podcast.
Furiously clicking. What time?
Well, Mitch wants to get out of there.
What time does anyone there?
What's the time of the game tonight? Do you have any idea?
It's at 8:15 at Camp Taylor Park if people want to heckle us.
8:15.
Oh, Camp Taylor. Okay, so you're over there by the zoo.
Yep.
St. X, all that stuff. Yeah, okay. All right.
I don't know what poor soul would want to watch a bunch of random men play softball.
No one's going to be out there. The only people that are going to be there is Hannah.
Hannah's going to be there.
Pat's girlfriend.
And then the bro dudes on the opposing team, their girlfriends, I'm sure, will be there as well. So they sell beer at the park, or do you have to bring your own?
No, we're bringing our own.
Sell beer at the park?
Okay, we got a beer guy. We're signing everyone a beer. A person, a beer guy, every single week. Apparently, I'm week two because I talked bad about the team.
So, what do you have to? What do you take? A 30 rack, or you take more?
I think a 30 rack's good enough. You have 10 people there.
I disagree.
Not everyone drinks.
Steve doesn't drink. Rums does not drink.
Yeah,
Steve.
What about Greer? Does Greer drink? I can't see Greer as like a beer guy. He's more like of a martini person, right?
Yeah, I don't think I would agree with that. I don't see Greer as crushing a domestic light beer.
Right, he's like
maybe one.
But he's like, where's my old fashioned?
Yeah, but I don't think a 30 rack is enough. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I think
I'm bringing.
Well, I don't know.
I think you got to bring 2 30 racks.
Jack's not going to drink a lot.
Okay, so do we want to go down this?
I think a 30 rack would be right.
Process. If the average is 3. Process over the average.
Agreed.
Mitch over the average.
Agreed.
I'm probably not drinking tonight.
Okay, you guys.
This is terrible.
Boy,
this is the worst. You're
a bundle of fun. You and Jason Entz are all just.
He's not drinking either.
We know Entz isn't drinking.
He's not going to.
Entz is going to pull a hamstring doing nothing.
Now, if I was
why aren't
there,
you drinking a beer tonight?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry. Did you ask me? No, I'm sorry. I had something in queue.
He asked me. You're
podcasting. That's what was happening. He was podcasting during the show.
What'd you ask?
So, wait. Hang on. You went from being a part of the conversation to just randomly in the middle of the conversation
disappear,
turning us off. I mean, we didn't change subjects.
No, I'm sorry about the softball
league.
You're going to ask me a question.
You're our guy on the softball team.
Wants
to get out of here so bad today.
He does.
He's done with Ty Ty, and I am too.
Yeah.
He's done with Ty Ty Washington and Sevier Wheeler.
I'm the only one that's not.
We give the audience the five o'clock hour.
I think Ty Ty Washington's going to be awesome. Sevier Wheeler, I don't know.
He'll be fine.
He's surrounded with a bunch of dudes, and yeah, he'll be good.
Yeah. But why aren't you drinking a beer tonight? That was the question.
Yeah, why aren't you drinking a domestic beer tonight? It's disgraceful.
I don't know.
Frankly.
I mean, if we get down like 8-0, I'll probably crack one open. But I like
8-0. Mitch, I'm gonna go home and cut the grass. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna drink beer while I'm cutting.
Well, I'm
grass.
Not like you.
Well, that's a shame.
I don't get hammered every weekend.
Well, I don't get hammered every. Well, yeah, I do. Not every night. But, I mean, you're a man. That's what men do. You drink a beer while you cut the grass. You drink a beer at the softball game with the boys.
I just can't imagine. I just can't imagine. I mean, it's going to be the most sober, no fun, no fun a league that I've ever seen. Because you're right. Greer's martinis.
Yeah.
Mitch is moping today.
He
lost his Bahamas trip with his sister, and he's moping
he's
about
sad,
it,
yeah.
Which I understand.
Me too. I would be okay. Sad, too.
And then I don't know what else happened in his life. He said, I can't remember. So he's not drinking. Ents, good God, you know Ents doesn't drink.
He's not
drink.
Drinking. Rummage okay. doesn't drink.
Rummage doesn't drink.
I don't think Biscuit
Process
drinks a lot.
Is no fun anyway. I doubt for health reasons the Biscuits
exactly.
crushing beer, but
I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't know about Keith Wynn. I have no idea.
No idea about Tom Farmer. I don't know if he drinks or not. Well, okay. Probably not. Okay. Nick is going to drink some.
Well, Nick's not going to show up to the eighth inning.
Yeah.
He's going to think the game's at 9:30 and it's at 8:20.
Is Pat going to drink? That's the wild
Pat
card.
Will have a couple.
Okay, Pat,
yeah, Pat will have a couple.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now,
Pat's a man out there.
What's
yeah.
going to happen is there's going to be leftover 30 racks.
Well, whoever bought it takes it with them.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the only plus side is the only upside.
I'll buy you guys a 30 rack 1 week. I can do that. Send it out there with the boys. Yeah. How about that?
I'm just stunned by all this.
I'm not you, Streeple. Like,
yeah.
Streeple's the bad guy
yeah.
for pumping a couple Bush Lights during a massacre
yeah.
On the softball field. Like, you're the bad guy.
Yeah.
It was set up as a beer league softball game. Mitch doesn't drink during the game, you know, around the game.
Yeah.
We mock him and we're the bad guy.
Yeah, y'all wouldn't have enough for me.
Texas says there's a bar across the street from the ballpark, or there's a bar.
Yeah, we're talking about going there after the game.
Which
I'll
bar?
Drink,
Do you
I'll
have
drink
any
beers.
Idea?
I'll drink beers there.
Okay.
I just don't know if I'm going to be shotgunning after striking out. It's called. Hold on.
There used to be one called Marmadukes.
That's
Marmadukes.
It.
Is it? Is it still there?
Yep. That's
oh,
it.
Oh wow. Okay. All right. So Marmadukes is still there. Nice.
Texas says Mitch is going to get a single and a double tonight. Book it.
I hope so.
I hope I get on base every single at bat.
I mean, you have to show out. You're our guy. You're the representative of the team.
Our guy. I would settle down there. Well, you want them to lose.
No,
you want them to lose by 100 tonight.
I want Mitch to do well, though.
I would love it if the best case scenario would be Mitch does really well and Greer and Nick do disastrous.
That's where I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. If
Crean
surprises everybody.
I just want Crean to make it through the night.
He will. He'll be fine.
I'm worried about that.
He'll be okay.
Texas says, is there a cooler or are all 30 going down before they get hot?
There's no way they're all going down.
And there's no way there's a cooler.
There's going to be leftovers.
Texas says, Louisville and Kentucky could both have Georgia transfers playing significant minutes next year, Streeble, swimming in the same waters. Could be.
That's a good point.
Could
yeah.
be.
But then again, Kentucky's going to have a few five-stars.
Well, Kentucky would have
actually,
the better of the players.
Yes.
But yes.
And then they're going to have some five-stars on the roster. Louisville will not. Big difference. Huge difference.
Three people have sent me the exact same thing. You ready for this?
Yeah.
You have to come over here.
Okay,
I'll show
so
it to you.
You can't. Okay.
No,
it's a picture.
Oh, it's a picture.
Okay. There I come.
Says, what does it
four
say?
Four people attended Kentucky Derby with COVID.
That's a picture
That's
of Blake.
Great.
That's our guy.
Well, if there was, 50,000 people out there,
oh,
only four of them
man.
Had COVID, that ain't bad.
The trolls are out.
They are out. I'm sure. I can't imagine the mentions under that story. I bet they're great.
Goodness. 437-9680. You guys are an embarrassment.
I'm very disappointed in
yeah.
this. I'm very, very disappointed in the way this softball league is going to go. Because if y'all don't drink and you lose, who wants to be a part of that? Who wants to be associated with that? It's not fun.
Texas says, I hope I get on base. You know they pitch it underhand, man.
All right, jackass. I said I want to get on base every single at bat. Jesus.
Texas says, does Greer wear a baseball cap or does that mess up his hair?
Who's going to have batting gloves?
Well, everybody should.
I have batting gloves.
You have batting gloves?
Yes.
You should.
I need to know if I need to go get cleats, though. I don't have my old baseball cleats.
Oh, boy. You could probably get a cheap pair. Honestly, Walmart for like $20-$25.
Right, yeah.
That's what I would do if I were you, if you're going to do something
like
that.
Easton's or something.
Easton's.
Yeah,
some Easton's. Get some Easton's. Aren't Easton's like a good brand?
They're a good brand, but
he's not going to spend $75
on
them.
But they're cost effective. It's a good. They are.
You're just getting Kellen cheap stuff and
Kellen
it's
wears
nice.
Nikes.
Okay, well, there
Kellen
we go.
Kellen and Wyatt wear Nikes.
Texas says, is Mitch bringing juice boxes and bananas for everyone?
I can bring orange snacks. Peel?
I mean, that's how you guys sound. 30 beers bringing 10 dudes. You guys are an embarrassment.
Not
honestly,
everyone
ESPN
drinks.
Louisville, it's an embarrassment.
Man.
I'll let Rummage off the hook because he doesn't drink.
Yes, he doesn't.
I don't know Biscuit's health situation.
So he can be off the hook,
but since, too. Since Biscuit has been donned as the god of all softball. Softball to me says beer.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When he says he's the god of softball, I think he's going to crack a couple.
Sure.
So I'm willing to let Biscuit off the hook, and that's it.
Not
everybody
else.
Not Mopey Mitch. Not Keith Wynn. Not Grossman.
Greer.
Not Greer.
Ince.
I mean, the only three, it's going to be Greer's wife, and I say Greer's wife because I don't know her name. Mm-hmm. It's going to be Pat's girlfriend, Hannah.
Yeah.
And Tom Farmer's wife, and I don't know her name. That's it. That's who's going to be there.
Those are the fans.
And they're going to drink more beer than you guys. Shame on you, Mitch.
They're going to.
Shame on you. Shame, shame, shame. You understand that?
They're going to have to drink it through that game.
Texas says you could wear those brown shoes.
I was going to wear my golf shoes, but those are like $100, and I don't want to ruin those.
You can't wear golf shoes.
Texas
on a
says Greer wears a visor.
Who's pitching today, Ethan or Tom?
Tom.
Tom, okay.
Where's Ethan Moore?
They have LSL. They'll have to get there quick.
Oh. It's not that far away.
You guys need Ethan, too.
Yeah, we do.
All right, we're going to get out of here. I don't know how we wasted that 30 minutes. We apologize to everybody. Well, have a good time tonight. Keep us updated, Mitch.
Good luck.
I guess good luck. I don't know. Please don't drink more than a half beer. We don't want to peer pressure you,
yeah,
obviously.
No.
I mean, a 30 rack with 10 dudes. Embarrassing. All right, come on. Let's take a break. Actually, we're not taking a break. We're out of here today. A little bonus hour coming up next. LSL over on 93.9.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.